This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One more look at politics before we move on. And I can't really explain the rationale here. There's certain realities that come into play in politics that, you know, you're not going to hear about it within the mainstream media. Because, first of all, they're not going to tell you because they are definitely trying to change your mind. But what's happening right now is happening right in front of us, right in front of our very eyes. And maybe Nancy Pelosi's just ready to be finished with public life. Maybe she has determined that the fate of the nation is much more important than her own political future. And maybe she has decided that, so therefore I will cripple the heir apparent's inner caucus, and that's what she must do. But it appears on the surface that Speaker of House Pelosi is engaged in a torpedoing effort of her party's own ability to maintain the House next year. And that is a very real thing. That's a very real thing. They haven't done anything. And there are a lot of Democrats in a lot of places that Trump won are having an awful hard time defending themselves. And, you know, that's a problem. That's a problem. Not my problem, because I'm not a Democrat. By now, most of us have been apprised of the magical 31 seats taken in 2016 to 2018 by the Democrats for Congress while electing, in some cases, overwhelmingly, Donald Trump for president. Those 31 seats were the impetus that gave Pelosi her rebirth speakership and the mandate for the Democratic agenda in 2018. But instead of implementing anything resembling an agenda dealing with trade or infrastructure or jobs and health care, the 2018 congressional class had a meltdown and then got hijacked by disrespectful newcomers, pushed anti-Semitism, and began dissolving subcommittees dealing with terrorism in favor of intel hearings to push impeachment. Which is not much of an agenda. Pelosi tried to pretend that she had control, but by the time she gained it, terrorist sympathizing members were praising Al-Qaeda, and another rookie had run off a job-creating giant from her congressional district, that being AOC. So the discussion centered on solar power buses who could give you a ride to Hawaii. 2020 candidates were seeking out the newcomer's endorsements, and the heavy favorite to win her party's nomination had a flunky kid who was landing enormous paychecks from Ukraine while knocking up strippers and wives in America. You see, Pelosi, she got a problem. She got a big problem. The newcomers wanted to impeach the president. Her party had secretly been working on it for 2.5 years, and yet she knew it wouldn't be bipartisan. The evidence would be non-existent, and as an excellent vote counter, she knew the public wasn't with her. This last week, the Inspector General's report eviscerated her party's past actions, and she could have spiked impeachment and moved to a domestic agenda to quickly attempt some wins before the 2020 election arrived. But she's not as adroit as she once was. She's not as quick. And every off-ramp flew past her faster than she could realize. Her thoroughly unimpressive partners in this effort also failed her. Like Chairmans Schiff and Nadler couldn't even cobble together one fact witness in the impeachment proceedings. Proceedings that had already been slated as the most manipulated and one-sided in history. That's not bipartisan. They had witness testimony in secret dungeons and the chairman's absolute autocratic control over the committee and even direct coaching of the witnesses from the chair seemed to have no effect. And then came the public hearings. The Magic 31 had publicly pledged for the most part not to vote for impeachment unless it was bipartisan with overwhelming evidence. Knowing that he didn't have the vote, Schiff began to buy votes. And interestingly enough, almost all of the Magic 31 flipped their votes to move forward. But, they argued, this was just to open the hearing so they could see all the evidence. But once the pathetically authored articles got voted out of committee, the real vote has now arrived. Max Rose from New York 11th Congressional District and Josh Gottheimer from New Jersey's 5th are just two of the Magic 31. Both won seats in districts where the president racked up wins. Both promised not to vote for impeachment. Both have changed their minds. Never mind that Rose is doing so in a district where Trump won a larger margin than any Republican in the modern era, but he's also doing so against a formidable candidate, Nicole Malliotakis, who won the same district as a mayoral candidate by 70%. Gottheimer was a Hillary Clinton transplant that defeated a 16-year incumbent, held a seat as a sophomore on a genuinely I-did-nothing-first term, and will likely face off against a powerful mayor who has brought jobs and renovation to local government and community, Mike Gasly. Both Democrats are in districts where Trump should win by a bigger margin in 2020 than he did in 2016. Both also took money from Adam Schiff just before changing their minds to vote in favor of impeachment, close to the maximum donation allowed legally. If you decide to look a bit closer at the Magic 31 districts, you'll see that they are loaded with these kinds of races. And Schiff and Pelosi may have plans after the House of Representatives, but they're about to experience a wipeout because they could not get their caucus under control. That Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi have been unable to quell the crazy, rather instead choosing to advance it, only demonstrates the potential the second term of Trump will have. Especially when you have Malliotakis and Gasly joining the ranks from the Republican side. It's so bad right now. It's so bad on the Democrats that they've got people in the Democratic Party, in the House of Representatives, talking about switching to the Republican Party. And then you've got the Democrats that are pushing this crazy notion. Because it's a crazy notion. He hasn't done anything. They want to get rid of him as president because they know they can't beat him in an election. At least Al Green has been enough. He's been enough, had enough candor to admit that. We have to get him impeached before the 2020 election. Subtext, we can't beat him. And I don't know what they think happens if they, even if they succeed, I don't know what they think happens because Trump has changed the dynamic of elections and of politics and elected office forever and ever. They think if they get rid of him, I guess that they can go back to the way things were and that everything will be just cool, but it won't be. People like having jobs. People like making money. People like, you know, prospering. People don't like losing their jobs to everybody else that came in and didn't pay the dues that they had to pay. They're going to find out soon. Soon enough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm
American-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then,
I guess
that in Virginia, the governor of Virginia thinks the people that own guns in Virginia and Old Dominion, he thinks they're stupid. We've been going through, in Virginia, they've been going through months of Northam and his Michael Bloomberg bought General Assembly and their allies advocating for the enactment of gun confiscation legislation. And now he's told the Virginia Mercury that he will support a gun ban bill that will grandfather currently possessed firearms, but require gun owners to register the newly prohibited firearms with the government. That's the part where he thinks they're stupid. As any astute gun owner knows, gun registration facilitates gun confiscation. Northam wants law-abiding gun owners to register their guns with the same people who've already stated that they want to confiscate them. I mean, that's pretty dumb. On June the 4th, an embattled Governor Northam announced a special session of the General Assembly in order to enact a raft of gun control legislation, and during his remarks, he expressly stated, I will propose many of the same ideas that we have proposed before, a ban on assault weapons. On July 8th, Delegate Mark H. Levine delivered for Northam and pre-filed gun ban bill HB 4021. The legislation garnered 23 co-sponsors. The same day, Senator Adam P. Eben pre-filed the identical SB 4024, which attracted 16 co-sponsors. The legislation would have banned the importation, manufacture, sale, transfer, and possession of what it termed assault firearms. The term was defined to include any semi-automatic centerfire rifle with a fixed magazine capacity in excess of 10 rounds or any semi-automatic centerfire rifle that has the ability to accept a detachable magazine and has one of several enumerated features, these including a folding or telescoping stock, a pistol grip, a thumb hole stock, a second hand grip, a bayonet mount, a silencer, a flash suppressor, a muzzle brake, a muzzle compensator, or a threaded barrel. I mean, what's left? The legislation also would have banned commonly owned semi-automatic shotguns and centerfire pistols with any of the several prohibiting features. Which it's always going to be the magazine thing. The magazine thing is the whole part about magazines is that they tie them all together. On November 18th, Senator Richard L. Saslaw pre-filed SB 16 for the 2020 session. The legislation would ban the same types of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms as HB 4021 and SB 4024. Again, as the bill would ban the possession of these firearms, it is gun confiscation. Discussing the proposed ban, Northam spokesholder Elena Tomosky told the Mercury, in this case the governor's assault weapons ban will include a grandfather clause for individuals who already own assault weapons with the requirement that they register their weapons before the end of a designated grace period. And they also reported that the Northam-backed plan mirrors the federal assault weapon ban passed in 1994, which included a grandfather clause for weapons that were legally owned when the legislation was enacted. Federal ban expired in 2004, except there was no registration involved in that one. That's a big part of that little bug that you're missing there, Governor. I'm sorry. Under the 1994 Clinton assault weapons ban, gun owners could continue to possess and transfer prohibited firearms that were legally possessed prior to the ban. In direct contrast to the purported Northam proposal, the federal ban had no firearm registration requirement. So, you could own them, you could sell them, you just couldn't buy them new, was the problem. Magazines included. Further, the enumerated prohibited features under the Virginia legislation are much more broader and include innocuous characteristics like thumb hole stocks, which is a big feature for certain. I mean, I've got one of my Boyd gun stocks as a thumb hole stock. And that doesn't make it, it makes the gun more ergonomic, but it doesn't make it more deadly. Then, in what has got to be the biggest lie, the Mercury notes that Northam told reporters, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, and we're not going to propose or pass any unconstitutional laws. Except they are. In reality, the gun bans proposed by Northam and his allies are unconstitutional under the Second Amendment, as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court in Heller and McDonald. Heller decision author Antonin Scalia made this clear when he signed into dissent from onto a dissent from the denial of certiorari of the case of Freedman versus Highland Park, which concerned a local ban of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms. The dissent, written by Clarence Thomas, explained, roughly 5 million Americans own AR-style semi-automatic rifles. The overwhelming majority of citizens who own and use such rifles do so for lawful purposes, including self-defense and target shooting. Under our president, that is all that is needed for citizens to have a right under the Second Amendment to keep such weapons. For undeniable evidence that gun registration facilitates gun confiscation, consider the experience of Virginia gun control financier Michael Bloomberg's hometown of New York City. In 1967, New York City passed an ordinance requiring gun owners to register their rifles and shotguns. In 1991, New York City Council and Mayor David Dinkins enacted a bill to prohibit the possession of commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. The year after a ban was enacted, a man's home in Staten Island was raided by the police after he announced that he would not comply with the city's ban. He was arrested and his guns were seized. The New York City, the NYPD, notified the 2,340 New Yorkers who had been licensed earlier to possess semi-automatic rifles and shotguns that any of those licensed firearms that they were covered by the ban had to be surrendered, rendered inoperable, or taken out of the city. So, during the election of Bloomberg, they used a firearm registry to confiscate guns again. So it goes on and on. So, you know, registering is, well, we need to know who has these. That's not the full sentence. We need to know who has these so when we decide to go get them, we know where to go. Because that's the only reason to have a registry. There's nothing that comes from a registry except knowing where they are. The government knowing where they are. So, people of Virginia, your governor thinks you're stupid. Prove him wrong. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he looks forward to defending himself in a Senate trial.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president making those remarks when meeting at the Oval Office with the president of Guatemala. The president also called the push for impeachment a hoax. A massive defense spending bill is awaiting President Trump's signature. The Senate overwhelmingly approved the National Defense Authorization Act with an 86-8 vote on Tuesday. The $738 billion bill includes a pay raise for troops, 12 weeks of paid parental leave for federal employees, and creates President Trump's coveted Space Force. The president has indicated he'll sign the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Lardec, Harry Incorporated, the citizen activist group crusading for full carry rights in the Sunshine State, has just issued an open appeal to the military to allow active duty personnel to carry for their own protection when on base. Shortly after one of the family of one of the Pensacola victims appeared on Fox News contending that if he'd been armed, he might have been able to stop the shooter. That's a very good chance of that. No chance at all being unarmed. The family of Naval Academy graduate Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson appeared on Fox and Friends Tuesday of last week to tell how the 23-year-old hero, who was hit five times, but still managed to provide crucial information to responding lawmen about the killer, said he was a marksman who could have acted had he been armed. The 202-word statement from Florida Carry is direct. The right to keep and bear arms is sacrosanct in our republic. We also recognize that self-defense is a natural right and an individual responsibility. It is our position that members of our armed forces should not be denied of these constitutional and natural rights simply because he or she finds himself or herself on a military installation. We also realize that there are unique issues dealt with by military commanders regarding the security of sensitive areas and maintaining good order and discipline. Military commanders should use extreme caution when limiting the rights of these brave men and women under their command, and should do so only when absolutely necessary to secure extremely sensitive areas, which are secured by an on-site quick reaction force, and only as necessary to ensure order and discipline within the ranks. As such, we support the U.S. Naval aviators who have requested permission of their command to exercise the right to bear arms in defense of themselves and our nation. No service member should ever find themselves in harm's way, unarmed due to a general reluctance of their commanders. Disarming any of the brave men and women of our military should be the exception, not the rule. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Florida Kerry. They're getting one point that a lot of people just don't quite get, I guess, that, commanders are reluctant to do that. They're very reluctant to let their people be armed. Alan Gottlieb, of course, he's been a guest here on the show. He's the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. He was quoted by WALA, a Fox News affiliate, criticizing what appears to be a continued gun-free zone policy of the military started in 1992 under then-President George H.W. Bush that prohibited personal firearms at military bases. When I was in the military, you could have them. You just, if you lived in the barracks, you had to sign them in and get them kept for you in the arms room. But you could sign them out and go shoot anytime you wanted to, as long as you weren't on duty or something. And it was the place to, you had to go to the right place, the proper place to do the shooting. So, Gottlieb said, it really does not work. Again, what they've done is they've made our military bases so-called gun-free zones, and all they've really become is victim disarmament zones and people who have no means of defending themselves. And it just doesn't work. It's proven it hasn't worked. It's really kind of a stupid policy, and I hope Congress changes it. Unfortunately, he added, most military bases still don't have the open policy where you can have a firearm to protect yourself on your person on the base. It's changing. I have a feeling of this Pensacola situation that's going to open up a whole lot more base commanders saying, yes, you can have a firearm to protect yourself. It's interesting that military members who are, they actually train with weapons as part of the job, makes them sort of unique, like police officers. They don't have the same rights as people off base, as civilians off base. Now, they identified the Pensacola killer as Saudi national Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force. He was one of several foreigners who were brought to the U.S. to train. And investigators are attempting to determine whether this is a terrorist act. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. Don't need to look too deep. Al-Shamrani was fatally wounded by a sheriff's deputy after he had already killed three people and wounded eight others in the rampage. The investigation into his motive and whether he acted alone remains underway. Anti-gunners, of course, seem content with current restrictions, and according to published reports, they are against introducing more guns on the argument that this could increase the risk of accidental shootings, a scenario that has yet to play out in any mass shooting. As a matter of fact, it is going down across the board. Out and down across the board. According to WALA in 2016, then Army Chief of Staff Mike Milley told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he saw no need to allow military personnel to carry personal firearms on base. We have adequate law enforcement on those bases to respond. Well, it was civilian law enforcement that had to respond to Pensacola. Sheriff's deputies got there in minutes. But the problem with this is that in studies that they've done with the rampage killer, they have come up with this idea that for every minute he's allowed to operate freely, there's going to be a minimum of three people killed for every 60 seconds. Okay? So if, let's see, he shot, what, 11 people? Yeah, he killed three people and wounded eight others in the rampage. So he shot 11 people, and Does this mean that he only operated for 4 minutes, or was he, were his targets dispersing after the initial onslaught? We, you know, but even though the sheriff's deputies were quick, young Mr. Watson had already been fatally wounded, along with two colleagues identified as Cameron Scott Walters and Mohammed Sameh Heitman. But this is the thing, generals and anti-gunners, all people, regardless of profession, deserve to defend themselves. It's something we're born with. Okay? That's something we're born with the instinct to do. And your ideas don't work. So, I'm seeing some of the responses. I'm going to tell you about one when we get back from this next break. Because this is the thing that bugs me the most. These same military commanders who will send these troops out into some of the most hairy situations you could possibly imagine, which a lot of military members just look at as routine, they are reluctant to let their troopers defend themselves. The sailors, the soldiers, the airmen, the Marines, they're reluctant to let them defend themselves, to have the capacity. They have the capability. They don't have the capacity because they're not allowed to carry a gun. And they keep reiterating that this is the proper policy. And that's a big, big fat lie. This is not the proper policy. Why have a military if we're just going to let them be killed by anybody that wants to just walk on the post? Why do we have these trainees training with our people? Haven't we already been down that boulevard before? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The United States Marine Corps, in response to recent shooting incidents on military bases in Florida and Hawaii, have just published a Corps-wide update bulletin on the subject of personal security. They said Marines should, 1, continuously assess local security posture, 2, promote an increase in vigilance and security awareness, and 3, reinforce emphasis on reporting suspicious activity. That's the most benign and non-controversial stuff I've ever seen, and it actually doesn't address anything. What we might have expected, and I'm sure no one's career will thus be jeopardized. And yet, curiously, there's no mention of the painfully obvious issue of individual Marines, the ones they profess to care about, taking up and bearing personal arms in order to be ready at any time to repel lethal attacks by violent criminals / terrorists. That is, of course, subject non grata, that current USMC leadership lacks the courage to even acknowledge, much less face, honestly. Because that's what we're looking for, is an honest, you know, attack on the problem. And even when you dutifully report, quote, suspicious activity, end quote, particularly on the part of Islamics, you'll without fail be accused of being a, quote, racist, end quote, and then promptly dropped out of the Corps. So those up the USMC food chain want us all to be vigilant, but, of course, we must be extremely circumspect because Race politics always comes first, far ahead of anyone's personal safety. And ultimately, in spite of all the flowery boilerplate slabber, they don't trust any of us with guns, least of all Marines. There needs to be a belligerent philosophical turnaround within the entire military culture, reversing decades of cowardly gun-phobic dogma, which has been promoted and maintained by generations of anti-2A liberals in and out of uniform. Even now, we see courageous pilots/instructors within the Navy at great personal risk demanding that they be allowed to be armed. They'll be harshly rebuffed by the pusillanimous star wearers, but the movement is determinant and expanding. Now, among those up the food chain in the USMC and Navy, we need less political correctness and more righteous personal audacity. Because the lives of the individuals that make up the machines that are your commands are laying in the balance, generals, admirals. And the next military base attack is coming. If it isn't being actively planned, then it will just be one of those things where somebody just sees an opportunity. But it's coming. And right now, if the generals and the anti-gunners have their way, there will be more military personnel who were just there on the post because they were assigned to be there on the post at the given time and taking the test or the training or whatever it is they're doing at any given time, and they're going to die. These are people who are trained to be in these fights, and they're just going to die without even being an active participant in the gunfight. Are these armed terrorists, are we going to allow them to find our service members drearily disarmed and untrusted and unready as they have in the past? Is that what we're going to let them see? Or will they be repelled immediately via some righteous gunfire by proud and dauntless and routinely armed U.S. servicemen who are magnificently armed and trained by their fearless commanders, including Donald Trump Jr.? When Dean was with us, we talked about how Trump said, "I want this fixed," and they fixed it to where nobody can do it. Now we just got to get Donald Trump to take another look at it. I know he's sort of distracted. This idea that the U.S. military has unconditional readiness is a farce. But here's a quote. Victory results from unconditional readiness. Willingness is a state of mind. Readiness is a state of fact. Now, before we go, this is just funny on its face. A Colorado judge, hoping to avoid approving a plea deal that required a defendant to attend an NRA-certified gun safety program, has learned that for all the talk about gun safety from gun control advocates, it turns out they don't actually offer any gun safety classes. Now see, I thought this was one of these funny or die things when I saw this, but you know, this is the truth. This case revolves around a shooting that led to the death of Finnegan Daly, a college student who died after being shot with a handgun owned by his roommate. Calvin Carver pleaded guilty to a charge of tampering with evidence in exchange for a 2-year deferred sentence and a requirement that he attend a firearm safety course. Daly's family believes that Carver is the one who shot Daly, though Carver maintains Daly shot himself when the pair, who'd been drinking, began messing around with some of Carver's guns. Finnegan Daly's mom has become an avid supporter of gun control since her son's death and was upset that the plea agreement offered to Carver included the requirement that he take an NRA-certified gun safety course. From the Colorado Sun, we get this. Regina Daly told the judge that any money given to the NRA surrounding the death of Finnegan is intolerable, and abusive. Both the prosecutor and defense attorney said they could not find a similar class hosted by any other organization near Carver's home in Cortez. Judge Susan Blanco, overseeing the case, also had some difficulty accepting the fact that the NRA was going to be involved in any way, with the required safety class. Judge appeared concerned about mandating an NRA course, pressing the prosecutors to find an alternative. Is there anywhere else he can complete a firearm safety course so he's not giving money to the NRA out of respect to the victim's family? The judge told Carver she preferred that he attend a course not associated with NRA but didn't make it a requirement. In addition to the course and the essay, Carver must complete 500 hours of community service, with the first 250 completed in the first year, complete a substance abuse evaluation and treatment, and abstain from using alcohol, marijuana, or other drugs not prescribed to him. If he does not complete the terms of the sentencing agreement, he could face 12 to 18 months in prison and up to a $100,000 fine. Prosecutors couldn't find anywhere else for them to go. So it turns out the gun safety movement's idea of gun safety is don't own a gun, so they haven't actually invested any time or money coming up with a genuine gun safety training program. So prosecutors could have required Carver to attend an Every Town for Gun Safety certified training course, but it turns out there aren't any. The so-called gun safety advocates love the idea of mandatory training requirements for gun owners, and the more onerous the better, but they don't seem to care much about ensuring that those classes are easy to find by offering the courses themselves. It's almost like they're pushing training mandates as a barrier to gun ownership than to truly ensure folks who are educated about the responsibilities that come with owning a gun. I don't like it because most people that actually use guns in self-defense don't have any training. So getting out there and saying you have to have training in order to use a gun in self-defense is very self-defeating. And so I'm not a big fan of it. But having a mandate is also opening yourself up to being abused. But I'm a big fan of actually training. I love training. So in order to ensure that, you know, you would think that in order to ensure this training, gun control advocates have to stop trying to shut down gun ranges or prevent them from opening up in the first place. You can't get training if you haven't got anywhere to go and train. I know that sounds stupidly simple, but it's just a fact. You think gun safety activists would be huge supporters of range access, but when your idea of gun safety is don't own a gun, well, not so much. We'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.